You're listening to the news at one, and one high-achieving young Syrian woman who has been through the direct provision system here was today awarded a Department of Education bursary to study medicine. A short time ago, our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly spoke to 17-year-old Suad Alchla and asked her thoughts on the conflict in her home country of Syria.
I think any Syrian you'll ask is incredibly sad and hurt by the situation that we've all been put in. It's been a long war, and I was relatively young when it started, but my parents, I know from them, it's an incredibly horrible situation we've all been put in Syria. And I mean, I know from my parents, the moment they hear it's safe enough to go back, they would. But I think I've made my home Ireland.
You came here when you were 14. You went into direct provision. How
yes.
difficult was it for you? You were doing your junior cert, mm-hmm. living in direct provision.
It was incredibly difficult. It was probably the toughest time of my life. I think I'm maybe too young to say that yet, but yeah. It was very tough for me, and sort of now whenever I get asked about anything about it, or even just that you saw me earlier, thinking about it honestly brought tears to my eyes. I try to block those 9 months from my memory. I don't know about you, but I think home-cooked food is one of the best comforts there is. You know, not having that, not having my dad, being stuck in a very small room. There was a lot of change very quickly, and it was very tough. Yeah.
Now, you went then to Portlaoise, mm-hmm. you got a house, you mm-hmm. had your mum's cooking.
Yes.
You said earlier that you were like an alien in the Irish. Tell me about your reception and how it was to suddenly step into an Irish classroom.
For many of my friends, I want to say classmates, but I like to think we're all very good friends now. I was probably the first person they'd see that looked like me, who wore a scarf, who maybe in some cases maybe the first person they have seen who wasn't Irish. Personally, I have had nothing but positive experiences with the communities I've been a part of. I wouldn't be here without the support of my school community, even the people in the Direct Provision Center, although they understand it was very tough, and then they helped me get through it. And sort of to people who are anxious, just please, think of that these people are escaping life-threatening situations. It is very difficult for them, and just that, you know, they can touch the life of someone in a way that can, you know, transform their lives, and I'm an example of that. And I know myself, I will be working for the rest of my life to be able to repay, you know, that all that back to the communities that have supported me. And yeah, I'm very grateful.
That's Suad Alchla speaking to Emma O'Kelly.